change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations are set to kick off this morning in Donald Trump's criminal trial. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jurors were dismissed around 8 p.m. last night after hearing a marathon day of closing arguments that were presented before them. Judge Juan Merchan said multiple times he would have been willing to cut it off if it looked like he was losing the jury, but they stayed alert for the most part.
500,000 power customers in Texas are still without lights or air conditioning. Storms battering the region for days. Crews are on the scene. President Biden and Vice President Harris will hold a rally in Pennsylvania today, launching a new initiative aimed at attracting black voters. Beginning today, Major League Baseball will include Negro League players in its official MLB stats. More Israeli shelling and airstrikes in the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight. It's happening in the same area where strikes triggered deadly fire days earlier at a camp for displaced Palestinians. This is ABC News. As police in Los Angeles look for suspects in the murder of actor Johnny Wachter, his killing is shining a new light on catalytic converter thefts. Crooks were stealing one from Wachter's car when he was shot and killed.
In 2022, more than 64,000 were stolen, with California seeing the most thefts. Wachter drove a Toyota Prius, one of the five vehicles most targeted by catalytic converter thieves. The others include the Ford F-150, Ford Explorer, Honda Accord, and Honda CR-V.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A mystery outside Houston.
That's the first time I've heard this happening down here. It's a little scary.
Angela DeRoos, who was fishing near a spot where police say an alligator was found with human remains in its jaws. Police say the victim had been missing for several days. And in Washington State, a 19-year-old has survived a 400-foot fall into a canyon west of Seattle. Rescue crews had to rig a pulley system to get him out. Suffered just minor injuries. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter@civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings but lost to the Cubs in front of 24,000 fans at AmFam Field. Chicago, with a five-run rally in the 10th, went on to win 6-3. Willie Adames drove in the tying run but was called out at second trying to secure a double. A challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor McGill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot of key moments. That was one of them for sure. the throw from left field to the bang-bang play, key moment.
The Cubs getting a good performance from their bullpen and starter Ben Brown, who pitched a no-hitter through seven innings before being pulled, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, it was a tight game, and so it was a fun game to watch, and we pitched really well and showed a lot of spirit in the game and a lot of fight and came up with a win.
Again, the Brewers losing to the Cubs 6-3. The series continues game three out of the four-game series tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 70. On Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll get organized with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you.
That's nice. It's Wednesday already.
I know, right? Why, you know, who was it? Ben Franklin that put together the work week?
Was it?
I mean, he gets credit for so many things.
Yeah.
Okay. Why didn't they just say four on, three off?
Right.
Nobody ever would have noticed.
No.
Everything would just be fine.
And we would have made the economy work under
absolutely
those, under
no
that
question.
Framework. But now it's,
Yeah. Why is that?
No, I hear you. This is great. I mean,
how much do Europeans get off?
Well,
because
French.
Every time you've been to Mexico or someplace, it's
all the time. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she's like, "You never take any time off." She's gone all the time.
Right. And where does she live?
She lives in the UK. Well, in England. Yeah,
right. And don't the French? Isn't that?
Oh yeah.
Like Germans get a lot. I've run into so many German tourists.
And how are they doing? I mean, the Germans—they turn out a good product, right?
Great product. They're not going broke.
Right. Henry Ford, apparently, in 1926, came up with the 8-hour day, 5-day work week.
Okay.
All but who's got an 8-hour work day anymore?
Right. No, those vacationers, it's weeks and weeks, which is cool if you had weeks or
they're 10. They're all on holiday.
Right. But if you had 10 weeks, it's a couple weeks with the kids, a couple weeks with just, you know, a couple weeks alone. We don't do it right.
Yeah.
That is something where...
let's work on that.
But it could... I think people are afraid.
As a former mayor, I think you could still do some kind of a proclamation. What do you think?
I think people are afraid to make that change. You think the economy is going to go to hell if we go to a 4-day work week or 8-week vacation? I don't think it would. I think people would make it work because they have pride in their work. But yeah, and that's.
Would you rather 5/8 or 4/10?
4/10.
4/10.
Oh yeah, I mean I can do. Yeah, I.
I'll tell you what,
I could do that too.
These people that work the 12-hour shifts.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. God bless them.
You know what is really tough, though, is when you do the swing shift, like you're on nights.
I know, I've done it.
Really? They kind of give, that's where a little bit of this Ambien picked up some pace because people couldn't sleep. You get used to sleeping during that night. And
but
then
we would go, I had to go for a couple of months in the mine one summer where it started out day shift. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
that'd be all right.
Great. Day shift was fine. You're done by 3:30.
Right.
Okay. But and then afternoon shift wasn't bad either. You know, you couldn't do a whole lot, but you sleep in. And
that's 3 to 11?
Yeah. 11 to 7 was not fun.
No.
Especially if you couldn't sleep. Like if it's hot and, you know, we didn't have an air conditioned house or whatever, you know, those old houses up in the UP. And when you can't, and it's like,
it's light out.
It's 3 in the morning. And it's bright light out, dogs are barking, kids are playing.
Right.
And then when you're there in that mine at 3 a.m. and you just want to put your head down and close your eyes, that's tough when you go back. You know, your body doesn't quite get used to any one of them.
And then you can't really yell at the kids because
I was living at home. I was single and living at home.
Okay, but I'm just saying during the day, you know, it's be quiet, dad's sleeping.
Absolutely.
It's like, come on, it's playtime. Yeah.
We had to deal with that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, no, I...
It's but, like who's you'd play in whoever yard's dad wasn't in that shift.
Right. How about it?
Honestly, that's right. What shift is your dad?
Yeah.
Afternoon. Oh, great. Awesome. You can stay there. Midnight. Ooh.
Yeah.
All the kids knew in town.
Absolutely.
His dad worked when. Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Well, you know, that's, you get your butt beat a couple of times.
Right. Yep. But that's kind of cool that that's neighborly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, you didn't want one of those guys lifting up their bedroom window and having a few words with you. You didn't want that.
Yeah. You know, the
and you know what? In my era, yours too, probably, every parent was allowed to yell at any kid.
Oh, yeah.
Now had, I'd be so offended if somebody yelled at my, but back in those days.
I would be too, but it was more accepted. Yeah. And I don't know if the parents were more alike back then. Well, I guess we're alike
I
now.
Think they were.
Yeah, because kids were all like the same. We all went to.
Exactly.
All Catholics in my neighborhood,
mine,
right?
Mine was almost, well, all Italian and Finn.
Right.
Yeah.
And then.
Everybody worked in the mine. Every person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there was. But I'm just saying, it's like you just grew up so similar.
Yeah.
You know, everybody had a bunch of kids.
Right, right.
Everybody, yeah. Yep, exactly.
And they could yell at them and be like, okay, my parents would have said the same thing.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Same exact same thing. Yeah.
But anyway, no, the 410s, I would do that. You work 10 hours now anyway, right?
Who?
I mean, you're.
Most people?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
In the media, you sure did.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. If you added it up with the media as far, and I'm trying to win, but all the different, you know, the things when you add the Saturday things and the remotes and the. You know,
oh, God.
All, you know, the things that's, yeah.
That can get a little much.
And TV was even crazier back in the day.
But I wonder if 8 weeks, here's the risk if you get 8 weeks vacation, I think the French too. I think there's the most generous. Is it the Germans, French? Anyway, but if somebody was gone for 8 weeks as the manager, wouldn't you be like,
you would really miss them.
You know what? Things weren't
you know,
as bad
we
as
we were fine. We were fine.
There's a risk with taking it all at once.
I agree with you on that. So, I totally agree with you then. By the way, you know what movie I saw last night for the first time I've ever seen? Just flip it around, and I got Netflix now, so I got all these movies now. So now I'm like, you know, okay. And a movie I'd never seen was Public Enemy, the one that was shot in Oshkosh.
Oh,
with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Did you know that Charlie Barron's has a small role in it?
I didn't know that.
Because I was going through the thing. Who is this one cast member? And then it says Charlie Barron's is like reporter number 5 or something like that. But here's the part that fascinated me. So his wife, his last wife, John Dillinger's last wife, okay?
Okay.
Was Menominee Indian. Half Menominee, half French. Lived in Neopit.
Really?
Okay. And then after John Dillinger died, she went on a speaking tour with John Dillinger's family talking about the perils of crime and crime doesn't pay. And then she just moved back to Shawano and lived in Shawano for her whole life.
You
Isn't
know what?
That interesting?
That is.
Yeah.
So does that have anything to do with them filming it up here?
I don't know.
I hear he was a big tipper. Johnny Depp.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is cool.
I remember. I lived just down the street from where they were filming at the time.
Oh, no kidding. I was trying to recognize some of those buildings and everything.
Because they would block off the street. You couldn't get home.
Yeah.
They were filming. I don't care.
I got to get
to work.
Yeah, I can see that.
They kind of.
So Iran has 53 days. That's the number one country
Iran?
In the world.
Iran?
Really?
Wow.
United States is third to last.
Really? With how many? What's the average?
The average is 10 days.
Wow.
2 weeks. Micronesia is the only one with less, which is 9.
Wow. What is like Germany or France or Italy have?
Let's see if I can find it here.
It seems like I'd always run into lots of Germans on vacation.
I think the French travel a lot.
I'm sure they do.
And I don't see anything.
What are you going to say? The French mafia?
There's no
sign. Out there,
they're listening.
The French gangbangers are driving back and forth here. Marcel, did you hear what he said again? Yes, but yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to hit him with a donut.
Jeez. It'll be a croissant.
Croissant. Yeah. Wow.
But I think they're up there.
There it is. Okay.
Oh, here.
Yeah, but I don't see
Germany
in that.
No, these are bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, Yemen gets 45 days off? What are you doing in Yemen on vacation?
That's what they're trying to work on their tourism.
Feed the yaks?
Tourism.
San Marino. Yeah, a lot of these countries I've never heard of.
Azerbaijan?
Yeah. Madagascar? Okay, Monaco? 40 days, 53 days in Iran, though. That's incredible.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot.
I mean, I don't like know what time I do. Off, but that's too much.
I don't either. I don't either.
Do.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, yes, we need more here.
The one thing they had in the mind that was really cool, though, after you worked there for 20 years, every 5 years you got 13 weeks vacation for in a year. So that was pretty cool. Guys just take the whole summer off then.
That's a lot of vacation.
Yeah. 13 weeks. Yeah,
after 5 years?
20 years. After 20 years. Okay, and then every 5 years after. But guys generally only, you know, last 30 years in a mind. But that's still 13 weeks is nice.
Pretty rich.
Yeah.
It's a long time to be in one location, though.
Absolutely.
Too.
It is. I know, but that's.
Quick Trip actually does something like that. If you're
do
there,
they?
I think it's 20 years, then you get like 3 months off. You get a 3 month sabbatical.
Wow. Okay. Same type of thing.
Yep.
Did you read about the money that Walmart might start paying their managers?
Yes.
Like $100,000, mm-hmm. $200,000?
Oh, it's not worth it.
Well,
I'm telling you. I don't know if you would. Those are some tough working conditions. Have you worked management retail?
No. Even Johnny,
wait a minute, hang on a second. Let me think. No.
Oh my
god. Where did you think I would be management retail?
Well, even those CVS stores.
I don't know anything about doing stuff like that.
Stores that are.
Oh, I gotta tell you a story. About CVS.
Okay. All right.
It's a good story.
Okay.
Okay.
So the other day, I go there for my prescription, just refilled for ticket. Okay. Well, it was closed. The pharmacy was closed. I was late. Ah, all right. So I bought a bag of peanut butter cups.
They do have that stuff on sale, and it's right on the. You can't miss it. You walk right by it.
I know, Jim.
Yeah, they got me. Good merchandise.
It's like, who are those women? The call of the sirens or something, you know? And the ships crash. It's one of those kind of things. That was from, what was that movie? Good movie. I really liked it. Brother, how art thou? How art thou, brother? Remember George Clooney?
No.
No?
No, I saw Ocean 7.
Yeah. But anyway, it's 8. But anyway, so I just gotta go self checkout and
do you use that?
Yeah, I like using self check. I feel important.
That's
I feel like I know what I'm doing.
I don't like. Okay, don't you think you should get a discount if you go to self checkout? Because that's no.
Well, you don't have to wait in line if it's open. That's nice. So anyway, can I tell my story?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, then it said, "Do you want cash back?" I never take cash back. But I was thinking, well, I'm going up to the UP tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe the way things are, I'll be at a gas station. They say, we don't take credit cards. Right. We only take cash. So I figure I better have some cash.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I took hit for $20. I got a text just as I was doing that. And I'm answering, and I walk out. I go to Festival to buy some stuff. And I go, oh, my God, I didn't take the $20.
Oh, no.
I did not take. And it was like half an hour. Yeah. So I thought, what are the odds? None. So I go back. I go, hey, I'm just going to be honest with you. I was in here a little while ago. She goes, yeah, you bought the bag of peanut butter cups. I go, yeah. She said, I tried chasing you down. You forgot your money.
Wow.
Nice.
How cool is that?
Okay.
CVS right up here on Main.
Text her
I know.
Manager.
Just a
quick little text.
Isn't that great?
It is. That's awesome.
Because I thought that could have been so easy for people to say, well, no, what?
And they don't. Somebody could have taken it, but she could have too. You know,
absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah,
somebody could have taken it out of the machine. I thought the next person there would have, you know, of course, grabbed it. But isn't that cool?
That's very, that's good. That's a good story.
So I wanted to share that.
And that retail is, that's a tough business. They don't make a lot and they don't get tips. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I felt really good about that.
All right, we're all going to CVS on Main, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's
all right. Hey, we got a big show coming on, folks. We got Lisa Hale, our news bureau chief. We got Jason, Jerry, Greater Green Bay Llama, Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcors, Ben Krumholt from Fox 11, Annie Zalewski from the Dean Opitschka Memorial Softball Tournament, a tournament that's very near and dear to my heart, starting up. We'll be back right after this.
I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I loved this movie and loved this soundtrack.
And this is what movie again?
Oh, Brother, How Art Thou? Oh. Where Art Thou? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? It's kind of a quirky, but very quirky.
Hmm.
But the music was really good.
Oh, the music's great.
Just great. Yeah.
Yeah. I could listen to that.
Yeah. All right. Okay, here, don't sing too impressed, but that's fine.
Well, no, I just hadn't seen the movie. Okay. Hey, did you, I know we read the paper when we get here, this USA Today, the front page, with all the elections coming up.
Yeah.
There's these endorsements.
Okay.
Does that affect you?
No, not even a little bit.
Not even a little? If the sheriff says, I endorse this guy?
No,
nope.
You, Todd?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. I bet everybody. I bet this one would be 90-10 if we did a poll on this. Does somebody that supports you influence your vote?
Well, they have.
Did you see where Robert De Niro did a big thing the other day out in front of the courtroom?
He did. Yeah, what was that?
Why was he there?
I know that. I mean, come on.
And see, that's why. Like. He didn't need to do that.
No.
And I don't even care
which side he's on. Inconsequential. But sometimes these people have this, because I'm this actor because I'm a great basketball player, and people will follow me. No.
But there's people who, that makes a difference to them. You know, what do they call that? The voters that aren't really educated as much as they maybe should be. So they just look for someone else to do their work from. But like somebody like Taylor Swift, if she says, well, you know, I'm going to John Minow for mayor, like 9% of the people think what she says is what they're going to do.
Really?
But guess who's the biggest influencer? Political, just period. You know, you look at people
in the country?
Like Tiger Woods and Joe Rogan and Kardashian, Bush, Clinton, you know, Musk. You know, like if Elon Musk says, you know, this guy for senator, there's 15% of the people said, yeah, I'm
gonna really
help. It's 1.5, not 50, 1.5.
115%. Okay, okay,
yeah. Okay. No, it's not that high. The
1.5%.
The highest one is 34%. If he says something, 34% of the people say, you know what? I like it.
I'm gonna take a guess. I could be completely wrong. Donald Trump.
It's not. It's not Donald Trump. It is, you're in the right category though.
Who?
It's a president.
Obama.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's the biggest influencer.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't really say much, does he?
Oh, I don't know.
Is he? I don't know.
He's in the media quite a bit. I think.
Oh, is he?
People think his wife's going to run for something. So he's relevant. Very popular.
Didn't do
a lot as president, I don't think. I don't think his legacy, I'm not sure what it is, but.
But no, I'm not saying a Democrat or Republican versus, because like you said, with Trump, it would be all the, you know, a lot of Republicans. But so these are people that are kind of on the fence. You know what I mean? So if you're a diehard Republican, no matter what Obama says, you're not going to listen to it. And vice versa. But you understand what I'm saying?
But the survey was done. It said percent of voters who say endorsements by these celebrities would influence their votes. 34% of people said that if President Obama says something, endorses somebody, that would make a difference. And you said no matter who says it, you could care less.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, who are some of the others?
George Bush. Well, I guess somebody else who's kind of up there is Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
People like him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, right?
Wait, which one? No, Hillary or Bill?
Bill.
Okay.
I don't think Hillary didn't even make
that. Right.
She didn't even make the chart.
Todd, I'm disappointed in you.
Why is that?
That's not normally your thing.
No, it's not.
I did not have sexual relations.
You know how I am, though.
There's, I do know how
that's,
you are.
That's just one of those things that I'll never forget.
I know. Yeah. I agree. Totally. I totally agree.
Charlemagne the God.
Who?
It's Charlemagne.
No idea.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's got very, very popular with Trump.
What is he?
He's like a Joe Rogan.
Oh.
Podcast guy.
Oh, all right, okay.
If you don't know who it is. Okay. Oprah Winfrey. When she says something,
I could see her.
She's got a following, right?
Yeah, or at least used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tell you, here's somebody that I would, if she said something, I'd probably take some notes is Nikki Haley. I just think she's pretty well schooled.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, these are the percents. John, I didn't see you on here.
I'm not on there at all.
I haven't read the whole article.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, well, I've got two pages.
It might be on there. What did Mino say?
Yes.
You're at the ballot box. It's like, hun, what did Mino say? I'm going with that.
There are people, though, John, that makes a big difference to some people.
Really,
These endorsements, and sometimes you see a candidate and it's endorsed, and I think if the difference is going to be 2 or 3%, that can be the 2 or 3% you're looking for. Huh?
Right. This is kind of interesting. Remember Matt Harper? He was on the show. He was kind of that rock rapper guy.
Absolutely. Yes.
I just got an email from him last night asking if you guys would be willing to do an endorsement of his new song coming out.
What's the song?
I don't know yet. I've got a link to it. We can listen to it after the show.
All right.
But apparently he thinks you guys have some pull.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
We'll listen to it. Absolutely we will. As long as it's not like, you know, down with whomever.
Right, right.
You know, yeah.
Kill this or kill that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Ironic.
All right. Yeah. So, hey, there's a lot going on today.
Yes.
Today.
Wisconsin Statehood Day.
Which is cool.
Very cool.
Celebrate the.
So this is the birth of the day? I mean, this is the birth of the state.
And remember when they took, I don't know, it was years ago for the, well, it must have been 100, well, it was a long time ago, but they took the horse and they took horses and went to the Capitol. Remember that?
I don't remember that, no.
That was a big, big deal. You could sign up to do that.
Were you on Ambien?
I didn't go. No, I didn't. Probably was.
It sounds like one of your dreams.
Ambien and Scotch, was that during those days?
That's a wicked ride. But anyway, yeah, go ahead. All right. They did the horse and carriage to the Capitol. That was a big, big deal.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I don't remember what year that was. Okay.
But is that the year that you said the horse couldn't go over the bridge because the things are too wide apart or something? Remember that?
I did say that. That had nothing to do with that. But I did tell you, and I was right, that horses won't go over bridges because of the grid. They're afraid of that. So that's why they have to put mats over that.
All right.
So anyway, hey, it's alligator day.
Now, did you hear the story on the news this morning?
Yes.
In Texas, they found the first alligator who had human remains in it.
Really?
I can't believe it's the first one.
It's the first one they've ever found with human remains.
So it's pretty recent.
Yeah, within the last...
What, 3 days?
Yeah.
Who went missing?
They don't know.
Wow. I got to rank that as one of the worst ways to go, an alligator.
That would be tough because you know you're going.
You know you're going.
Yeah. And then those jaws.
The only good thing about it is they drown you first. they flip you around like and drown you real quick.
But don't they kind of break your...
Like, they flip you around and they take you underwater and they drown you. I know this.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that. I thought
when I spent that summer working on that alligator boat in Louisiana, I learned everything there is to know about this. Okay. Yeah. I even learned how to speak Cajun.
I can see you. I've seen that show.
Yeah. I just went down there for the Creole food.
Yeah, but you've got all your teeth, so you really don't fit in.
National Flip-Flop Day. I can live in flip-flops.
Yeah.
Paperclip Day. Okay. Otter Day. Why does an otter have a day?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you missed Alligator Day, man. That's
no idea. We talked about it.
But isn't Florida, they just got designated as the, the alligator...
Capital
for alligator bites or something. They're obviously not happy about that designation. Anyway, okay, all right. What else, Johnny?
Senior Health and Fitness Day.
That's us. Todd, you're not in.
You guys are the poster child.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We endorse Senior Health and Fitness Day.
And that's where we stop.
Mind on the mirror. We will endorse it. We might not abide by it, but we do
endorse it. All right. Happy Senior Health and Fitness Day.
We got a big show, folks.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Some telltale signs consumers might be signaling enough when it comes to beef prices. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says the cattle on feed report that was released on Friday shows there's still plenty of strength in the beef complex, but pay attention to what consumers are telling you at retail locations.
Well, cattle on feed numbers came in again. They just basically reconfirmed everything that we know, that we've got a very small herd out there in terms of supplies. Placements were back down again, another 6% year over year. That's just going to keep this cattle market extremely supported. It's still going to be volatile. I'm a little worried about the consumer in the longer run here, but right now it looks like the cattle market could get some money flow again and go back and challenge some newer price levels that we haven't seen for a few months.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Just in case you haven't sold livestock lately, at the equity sales barn locations, as of this weekend, beef steers were selling $1.73 to $1.87 a pound, Holstein steers $1.58 to $1.72 a pound, cull cows $1.16 to $1.30 per pound, and those beef cross calves up to $950 per animal. That's at the equity sales barn just this past weekend. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday at 198. 40-pound block cheese dropped 0.75 cents, 186 and a quarter. And AA butter down 12 cents to $3 and a quarter per pound. Reading continues this morning. December corn's down a penny, 484. November beans are down 4, 1206. July wheat's down 3 at 696. The June Class 3 milk's unchanged at 1947. July milk up 7. 1969 a hundredweight. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now in overnight trade down 195 points. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 42. Tomorrow, sunshine 70. On Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1598.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning, 54 in Green Bay, 54 across the board.
Tied again?
Nah, one more time.
Yesterday was two.
I know. Do we have Lisa Hale, our Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief, on?
We do.
All right.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi there. How are you guys doing
Fantastic.
Today?
Fantastic.
We're just happy to be working.
That's right.
We just absolutely love Civic Media.
Although we're a little ticked, we realized that if we were doing this show in Iran, we would have 58 days a year off.
We went through
58?
Yeah. They have the most vacation days. Iran. So, but I don't know if we really want to move there, but we do like what they have for vacation.
Yeah. But I'll do it just for the vacation, maybe.
Yeah. I think I'll go there for 51 days.
We'll do our show over there. We'll be big.
Be unique.
Yes. What's going on, Lisa?
Oh, lots of stuff. I'm covering quite a few stories this week that thought you might be interested in. The first of which I will have today is the importance of making sure that you schedule and then keep your appointment to give blood during the summer months. So that's coming up.
We always vow to do that. Hey, Jim?
Yes.
We always vow to do it.
And it's not only do they need the blood, it's good for you to give blood for your body.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Because you build new cells and make fresh blood.
Well, you just made that up.
No, there's
you
something.
Just made that.
I may have made that.
It's
made...
like an oil change.
It's great for the engine.
It is. It's great for the engine. I didn't make up the whole thing. But
not
I did
the whole thing.
I did the last part I did. But there is something. I remember somebody saying one time that giving blood is good for your body, not just the recipient, but for your body as a donor to. But I don't know why. That part I made up. But I think it is true, Johnny. I'll look into that. My pride.
Well, any medical professionals, let us know.
But
yeah, I haven't heard that one. I mean, that kind of brings to mind thoughts of bleeding or
bloodletting.
Yeah, from the Middle Ages.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Well, anyway, the point is give blood.
You're
and
not
keep,
looking good, Mr. Mayor.
And keep
I
your
think
appointment.
We need to drain some more blood out of you.
Not too much.
That's right. It's very important to keep that important.
Anybody need his blood?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. But it's a good thing to do. And boy, do they need blood, right? Every time you read that, it's like, oh, we need this, we need that. But the universal donor is O, right? So that's what you kind of.
Universal donor is O. Universal receiver is also O. But when I was talking to Rebecca Rockhill, she said she will never say they need one blood type more than another because they always need it all.
Yeah.
And does it all come from volunteers? I mean, is that the only place you get blood from? Is from people out of the goodness of their heart walking in and
from donating plasma? You can sell blood. You can't.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because I know some people make pretty good money selling plasma.
Don't you think maybe the Red Cross is lobbying not to have that? I mean,
well, yeah,
their product is free. How would you like to have a industry with no cost of goods?
Yeah.
Mm. So,
okay.
Isn't there, well, we're getting off the track here, but isn't there, what is that, Green Cross or Green something where they were going to, artificial blood, have they ever got that going? Remember that? That was a big thing.
The only place I've ever heard that artificial blood has actually been made is in the fictional show and books True Blood. And
I am not.
It's another Ambien dream.
I used to be a pretty good customer of Ambien, and maybe that was part of that too.
Yeah, wow. That's the one thing about blood is it cannot be synthetically produced. There's no way to have a blood substitute per se. It has to be from the human.
Okay. I'm going to look into that because somebody did try that and I may have even invested a little money in that company.
So Jim, I did look it up. There is something called artificial blood, but basically what it is, it mimics the functions of red blood cells. They can use it in situations where transfusions aren't readily available for a limited time.
Oh, so it's,
well, kind of then.
Doesn't have the longevity though.
No, but you're onto something there.
Yeah, I think.
How did that investment turn out?
It didn't. And it was called, they were kind of mimicking like the whole Red Cross, and I think it was called Green Cross. I think it was. And green, like maybe the money. Anyway, it was going to be synthetic. And so they figured it out, but they just haven't figured out how to make it last.
Something like that.
Somebody's got to work on that. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Anyway, back.
All right.
To
hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. That was a good story. Good story.
There's nothing that we're more authoritative on than medical issues.
Oh, yeah.
In this room.
I don't know about that. I saw an interview where you guys were unsure about who and who did not have a prostate.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was Johnny. That wasn't me. That was Johnny.
That was with Dr. Lyerly.
Because he asked Dr. Lyerly, this female OBGYN doctor who was a regular on our show, and mm-hmm. and we're talking about prostate removals, and John said to her, have you had your prostate out? She's like, what?
I'm not good.
And then she said to John, have you had a baby? So anyways.
I missed
have you had your hysterectomy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I missed a lot of days when I had the whooping cough when I was young. Missed a lot of science classes. I did. So I don't know. I missed the part on body parts. I really and truly did. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Lord.
What else is going on, Lisa?
I will also be doing stories this week on Titletown getting ready to launch their summer activities. So everybody's always interested in what's going on over there because usually everything is free. So there's that. And then the Oshkosh Area School District is going to be redoing how they pay their hourly employees. So I'll have a story about that too.
Okay.
Okay. I saw an article this morning. Bus drivers down, and have you seen this? This is super interesting. There's a school down. Bus drivers, big shortage of bus drivers.
Yeah, I know.
School bus drivers.
Yeah.
Huge shortage. They contracted with this company, an AI company. They paid them $50,000 and said, look, we need 120 bus drivers. We only have like 80, and we don't know. These kids are going to miss school. They couldn't get home to school. That was the biggest issue. They couldn't get them home. They could get them to school, but not home. So they contracted with this company. This company put together a program. They only need like 43 bus drivers, and they have gone, they've saved $500,000. I mean, what an investment, $50,000 for 500. But what they do is people like you and I, Johnny, could get trained and background checks, and you might just shuttle some kid. You get paid for it. But they can actually afford to, especially these kids that live out in the sticks, you know, you go pick them up and bring them to school, and you might get $50 for that, but it's cheaper than having a
I see what you mean. Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if that's something like they're doing, they're just giving them raises, or have they done a whole big efficiency study in Oshkosh?
No, what it is, you know, the hourly employees at the school district, for example, those that work in food service or those that are paraprofessionals, they're currently being paid all throughout the year. They take their hourly wages and kind of divide it up, even though they're not working, say, in the summers, they're being paid throughout the summer. Now they're going to redo it to where you work the hours you work, you get paid for those hours then. Nothing is being held to keep them within
that is school. Okay. You know what that's going to affect more than anything is household budgeting.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing that? That's a benefit to get paid the same amount every 2 weeks versus this huge, that's like bonuses, right? I mean, it's like, yeah,
Jim, well, get down there and take care of that.
Yeah, I think you should. Didn't you say you're thinking about running for mayor in Oshkosh?
You know what I'm saying, you guys?
Yeah, I do.
It just, you know,
that's I would rather have keep it on a regular basis. The questions about.
I would much rather have it on a regular basis. Right. No one's coming in. No question.
But they just have to do some more budgeting at home.
Yeah.
Do you remember last week or the week before we had Lisa on, we were talking about like crayfish and sucking their heads out and stuff?
Crawfish.
Well, up here, they're crayfish, Lisa.
But yeah, they are.
So
they're going to be crayfish.
That restaurant in Ashwaubenon we were talking about that had the crab and the alligator.
Yeah, right.
Lisa went this weekend with her family, so I thought we'd get an update on that.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about
it. Oh, my gosh. So, okay, y'all know that I really love crawfish, and I was scared that it wasn't going to be in season because we're very close to the end of crawfish season. But when I got there, it was wonderful. The people were really, really nice, and the food was pretty darn good. They do it a little differently than what I would call a Louisiana crawfish boil in that they don't boil the seafood in the spices. They boil it separately, and then they put a sauce on it. And oh, my gosh, gosh, it was so good.
So you had the crawfish. Your husband had what?
I had the crawfish. I twisted the tails and sucked the heads. I mean, I did everything. My husband
in front of people.
Yes, in front of people. My husband had.
Look at
the
that
fried
lady
bait.
Over there.
Stop staring, kids.
I used to be the one who had to teach people how to eat crawfish when they came to visit us. So I have no qualms about being messy and
being that guy.
I have never eaten one.
No, me either.
Have you?
No.
Todd?
No. Well, I did. I crayfish, but I have never sucked the head out.
Hey, did you go? You went to that other restaurant again, didn't you?
Yeah,
Caribbean.
Yeah,
the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Loved it, huh?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Lisa's husband couldn't handle the heat. He backed out, but because he was there as well, and Lisa came, and we had dinner there. But your husband had fried gator?
At Millions Crab, he had fried gator.
I've had that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fried gator.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves gator, yeah. And the only place he would ever be able to get it was, of course, in Louisiana. And then when he found out they had fried gator, I was just excited that they had boiled seafood, and I found out they also have fried catfish. You can't find real good fried catfish in Wisconsin, so I'm happy about that.
When Mike Holmgren and Ron Wolf took Reggie White out to dinner the first time, when he first came to Green Bay, still had signed, they took him to Red Lobster. And Reggie wanted to order fried catfish, and they didn't. And the guy said, Reggie, if you sign with the Packers, I guarantee you fried catfish is coming on this menu. And that was the big thing.
Wow.
Yeah. That was actually in that documentary. There's a documentary funny. On right that now on like 30/30 about Reggie. I think it's called The Minister or something like that. But it talks about, Mike Holmgren talks about it, about coming to, about taking him to Red Lobster.
Really?
Yeah. Is that one closing in Green Bay or Ashwaubenon, or is that staying? Because they're closing like 1,500 of them nationwide. You know,
closing a lot of them.
But, wow. All right. A little bit that was self-inflicted, that closing of Red Lobster. I mean, you know what part of, you know what almost part of what did them in?
What?
The all-you-can-eat.
Oh! Oh, yeah, the all-you-can-eat shrimp or something,
yeah,
right?
All-you-can-eat shrimp or something.
I heard
that
there
was
some college
fancier.
Kids that would go there and just
it, that was one of the reasons for their demise. Plus, their leases came up, and you know, during COVID, everybody was like, "Oh, please stay, please stay." Well, now they're like, you know, your leases. They had some escalators in there, and
have you ever like eaten more? Because you know, you see that
I don't
all
think
you
I've
can
ever
eat
been to Red Lobster.
Okay, it's like okay. But you don't really seem to eat more than you would normally.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No.
I don't know about that.
Well, you maybe not.
No, I think people think, like, wait a minute. I got to, even though I'm not really all that hungry, I got to go back because this is an all-you-can-eat. I think people think like that.
That's okay. I think that's a certain mindset that.
That's what I mean.
That grew up with less than really think.
That could be the
end. When we went to the wedding reception a couple weeks ago, was that all-you-can-eat? Buffet.
Well, you sure thought it was. John's the only one that got up and went back. Our table's sitting there. It's like, where's Mino? We thought, oh, he went to get another drink. But, you know, we thought, well, he can't have another drink. He's had plenty.
Oh,
but then he was back at the buffet table. And he took his plate, too. I said, Johnny, if you're going to go back, take a fresh plate. But he took his old plate back and loaded it up again. So two hands, Johnny. Two hands.
All right, fine.
So anyway, yes, that wasn't all. I don't know if it wasn't all you can
eat. By the way, speaking of food, I just have to say this. When I was up in the UP this weekend,
yeah.
My brother, remember I told you my sister or my niece and people make, the way they keep the Elks Club running up there is pasty feats. They sell them, they make them. That thing was this big, Jim. It was twice the size of the ones we were going to make over at your thing. It was $7.
And that's
it was
a really good deal.
The most delicious crust you'll ever taste in your lifetime. So if we're going to do anything with pasties, we've got to bring official Youpers down to do it.
And we'll put them up at the Northland. They'll love it.
You
okay.
always say that. You never put anybody up at
no,
the Northland.
No, I know. Even me. I've never seen
okay.
it.
Me too.
I'm going to get you in there. Right, we'll get you
every
there.
Time you guys show up, yeah. It's like, I did talk to him about that when I was there. I won't say that, Todd, I did. But every time they show up, it's like, okay, they show up and when did you get in last night? Well, why don't they? You got to call me before, and then I'll get you the room. But I'm a fan of the.
Is that what it is? Todd, I need one a week from Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. How about you?
On that. Yeah.
Lisa, you need one? You need a room at the Northland?
Yes.
Free room? Okay.
I need one.
How about July? We'll lock it in for July. Okay.
Well, go ahead, Jim. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm working that. Hey, Lisa, where's that seafood coming from? Is it coming from New Orleans?
Oh, I have no idea where it's coming from. I didn't ask them where they got their seafood. It was good seafood.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it you know.
I want to try that.
We
got to
try that. Absolutely. I don't know about the sucking of the fish heads, but I'll have the that gator sounds good. The gator, the gator's good.
Gator is good.
Right.
Lisa Hale, thank you so very much. NEW Wisconsin News Bureau Chief. Really appreciate it for Civic Media. We got to set a break. Back after this. Time's go back.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know? Spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn. Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mido and the Mayor here. On a good-looking Wednesday morning, we got Jason Jerry coming up from the Greater Green Bay Llama. We got Ben and Deanna Malcor from Moving with the Malcors Bay Area Realty. We've got Ben Krumholtz from Fox 11 News, who just does a tremendous job covering the local area. And Annie Zelwitsky from the Dean Opitschka Memorial Softball Tournament. Dean was a young man who lost his life in Iraq, and he was a teacher. He was a coach. Just salt of the earth guy, and they do a very nice memorial softball tournament in his honor.
It's nice.
I got a text here. I was playing cards in Escanaba, and a lady said she was up until 2 o'clock making pasties. Most UP comment ever. Love it.
That.
I want to, well, okay, let me ask this then. Could we bring down, could I buy like 50 of them up there and freeze them and bring them down and us sell them here for a pasty feed? Is that possible?
No, I think 50. Here's what I think, John. We just got to move that operation down here for a weekend and just have this huge sale. And that's going to need a little bit more marketing, but I'll take care of that. We are going to do that.
Hey, a little more manpower, too, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Todd, we were just talking about that place in Ashwaubenon, that seafood.
Yeah.
Have you been to a fish boil?
Like they do down south, no.
Or Door County?
That one in Door County at the...
I've never done that. It's the White Gull.
Yeah. White Gull.
Yep.
We should do that as part of our Tuesday travel. Is those fish boils, I mean, that's a lot of fun, and it comes with a piece of cherry pie and obviously Door County cherries, but...
John doesn't like cherry pie.
No, he doesn't.
No, I'll have your pie.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
He's going to... You're going to have to give him your drink.
Wow, where is this all coming from?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. He just gets on these rants sometimes.
Oh, it's like that golf tournament.
Unbelievable.
So, anyway,
yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things, though, too, with these kind of restaurants. Like, even, like, you know, we're talking down the street here. They're closed down for the time being. We had the owner in here that one day because, you know, looking for help and everything like that. I mean, I think restaurants, especially even just, like, doing something like we're doing, word of mouth, I think is as important for some of these places to survive as anything. Don't you?
That, but I thought that was interesting what the reporter said yesterday, who covers the restaurant beat in this community, is that we may see restaurants go more to where, like, your tray and the chefs are behind there, and you just say,
well,
I want this or that.
I heard something like that on a national radio show.
Really?
Where now what you do, like, and these are some fancy restaurants.
That's what he was kind of saying.
You order at, like, the table. Not at the table. Order, like, at the front desk. They give you your stuff there. You order there with that person because then that saves time for one of the other servers. And then you pay. But here's what they're asking to do. They're asking you to pay. They'll give you a total cost and the tip, and they want you to pay for it ahead of time.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
No, I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
That tip thing, yeah, and that's kind of, now that's backfiring. But I don't like, where was I yesterday? I went somewhere. And they turn it around, and They do nothing.
I know.
They fill up your coffee. Okay, they fill up your coffee, and then they flip the thing around. And 18% for filling up my coffee, that's the absolute minimum. Then it goes 25, 30, and then...
Yeah. But Jim, have you worked as a server?
I was a waiter at the Carlton West, yes.
A waiter? I thought you were in the light crew.
But I waited, too. I was in college, Johnny. I need the money. I was a waiter, and... Todd, don't you... I think maybe $2 would be appropriate, but... Well, I had more than just one, I guess, come to think of it. Anyway, at night, whatever, that was the minimum was 18%. They didn't even have 15 on there.
Here's my question. Why can't we just pay these people an hourly
rate? Raise the price.
I agree.
Yep. I agree.
We're the only country, really, that does the whole tipping thing.
I'm fine with that. And now it's like you really have to leave tips in your hotel room for the maid. No, I think that's a thing.
Well, I've always done that. I mean, like a couple of bucks. I really have. What? You have it? I have.
John, I didn't say I have it. I just have a hard time. Someone who squeezes when you stay in a hotel, you leave a tip.
Yes.
Wow. Did you do that when we went to Madison?
Yes.
Did you?
$20.
You did.
Wow.
Did you?
For those of you listening on the radio, he just nodded his head no.
No, but I've always done
that's
that.
That's cool.
I think
that's really nice.
Yeah. Even if I have like a pocket full of change or something and a buck, something like that. But the thing is, I don't know if it's changing now, but up until, after COVID, they weren't coming in until you checked out.
Oh, I know.
So it's not like they were there every day making your bed and everything.
We got to request it.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you something about hotel. Yep. Okay? Because, I've stayed in some pretty scummy motels. I kind of like them, those little roadside kind of things. Don't ask me why.
Where your door?
Todd?
If they're retro, from the 50s, 60s.
It reminds me of an old black and white movie of some guy in Arizona or Texas.
That would be a great business.
I know. So anyway, so somebody stays there, okay? Do they take all the bed things off and wash them, or do they not?
You mean like the bed covers?
Yeah.
Those cheap hotels, I would say they don't.
But, okay. What about the sheets?
Well, of course they do.
Okay.
They do. But I don't know.
But I mean, if you stayed at a...
You shouldn't... A lot of times you go and you jump on the bed or you lay down on the bed. That could be a very dirty thing.
What I'm asking. So, do they wash those?
No. And I think those, you got to kind of take that off and throw it on the floor and then you can lay on the bed. That's what I would do.
Okay. But Todd's laughing about something here.
I don't know. We are all so different.
We are. We cannot travel together.
No.
We cannot travel together.
No, we would not.
That is true.
John and I would be at the roadside motel.
Absolutely, yep.
Jim would be on the 13th floor of the Hyatt Regency.
The concierge floor. Yep. You know it's good. Yep. It's clean. It's safe. Yeah.
I grew up when we used to come to Green Bay, we used to stay at Devroy's Motel. Do you ever remember Devroy's Motel?
I don't.
It was right on Velp.
No,
you don't remember it?
It's not there anymore. No, I don't.
No. Does anybody right in the head of bowling alley?
Yeah. No, I would. I don't think we would have stayed at a place.
And I loved it. I felt like I was in Texas or someplace like that, and I'm running from the law and you're hiding out. Loved it. So I've always loved those little roadside motels.
How'd it work for that guy?
Good.
That used car lot?
Yeah.
That where that is?
Good.
Yeah, okay, that's nice.
I can't believe you didn't know Devroy Motel. No. It was really famous. Everybody from the UP used to stay there.
And that tells...
People,
okay,
do you remember Devroy's Motel? Okay. Let us know, people.
What was the one that was on Ashland with the big flashy light for a long time? It was one of those neon light
on
bulb.
Ashland?
I'm sorry. Isn't that Ashland that comes up north
from 41?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've stayed there.
Is it still there?
No, it's gone.
In fact, the Press Gazette did a thing about the cool old signs that were still around in Green Bay, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stayed there. $21.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I wanted that sign.
And I left the tip.
How much was the tip?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Good.
A couple of bucks.
I hear the music. Yeah.
Wow.
Just think.
We're like in hostile territory with you today. We've got Jason Jerry coming up. We got Ben and Dan and Malcor, Ben Crumrals, Annie Zielinski, Dino Pitschke Memorial Softball Tournament. Lots going on today. Right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Navy veteran Tom Polsiewicz. We'll discuss what President Joe Biden has gotten done for veterans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.